Hello and welcome to North Country Commerce, a business services production of the North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Matt Bosley, editor of the Valley News, the community newspaper for Essex County, New York, published by Dynamic Publications. Today I'm here with Mike Conway, executive director of the Adirondack Economic Development Corporation, based in Saranac Lake, New York. The AEDC provides startup loans and other assistance to small businesses throughout the Adirondacks, and today we'll discuss what the organization can offer and other issues that impact small business owners in this region. Welcome, Mike.
Glad to be here, Matt.
Mike, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about how and why the AEDC came into being?
Well, the AEDC existence goes back into the mid-70s when the organization was formed as I call it a cooperative effort of community leaders in towns of the northern Adirondacks to reduce unemployment and expand employment opportunities for the region's residents.
You formed in 1976. What's your overall mission, would you say?
Well, over the years, it has fluctuated. We initially were incorporated as a 501c3 with this broad mission statement, which I mentioned earlier. Over the years, we took on business lending as a primary activity, transitioned into small business counseling and training, and then the original founder of the organization took it into the world of community development and community planning. I should mention the original founder, Ernest Hohmeyer, left in 2005, and the organization went into a strategic visioning process to realign the organization given the changes from the mid-70s to the present day, and it was an appropriate time because the executive director had stepped down. Out of that process, our strategic plan changed somewhat, and we, as a group, as an organization, this is before my time, but the board decided to concentrate on two specific activities, our core mission, small business lending and small business training, bring on a new executive director. So here we are, 2010. I've been here for a little over 2.5 years.
Well, let's start with the lending. How does the AEDC financially assist businesses in the Adirondacks?
Our lending model is not unique to our industry. Community lenders, for the most part, capitalize loan funds from various sources. AEDC's sources primarily are United States Department of Agriculture and the Small Business Administration, and some funding from New York State through Empire State Development. Those funds go into a loan fund. Traditionally, most community lenders, and AEDC is no exception, we borrow those funds from those sources at favorable rates, and then when demand is sufficient and credit is worthy, we lend those dollars to small businesses to help grow the businesses and create jobs. We're not banks. We're a step removed from banks. We do provide a very valuable function, though, and that is in a distressed economy like ours, where there has been some impact on banks as a result of the credit situation, banks are a little bit more conservative in their lending practices. So organizations like ours, community lenders, play a valuable role in this type of economy.
What are some of the eligibility requirements for these loans that you offer?
The eligibility requirements, for the most part, is a very more complicated answer than it should be, but depends on the source of funds. We have certain funds that require that the business should have been in existence for 3 years and have some degree of profitability, and there's less risk profile associated with those borrowers. We have other funds that are targeted specifically for startup entrepreneurs that have no track record, and in fact some cases have a credit history that's somehow blemished, and they're unable to go to a bank. So it really depends on the circumstances where a borrower is at as to what fund we will use to help them grow their business or start their business. The typical criteria, for instance, the startup loan fund, we lend from $500 to $35,000. Anything above $20,000 will require that the borrower had gone to a bank and been denied, and then we can go forward with their loan request. On a larger loan fund, the loans are larger in size, usually in the $50,000 to $75,000 and up range. A cap, our maximum loan amount for our portfolio right now is about $50,000.
That's certainly going to be a big boost to any business that's just starting up in the area. What advantages do these loans have compared to loans from banks? You mentioned that some of them are for businesses who maybe get denied. I imagine the interest rates are pretty competitive as well.
Well, fortunately, we're able to borrow our money for our loan fund at very favorable rates. So we are constantly torn over making sure that we pass those savings on to our borrowers, because there's a certain amount in our interest rate pricing that has to pay our bills. That our lending operations is a business model. It's not supported by anything other than our lending activity. So we have to make sure that there's a spread between what we borrow at and what we lend to our small business customers, yet not impact our small business customers. So each case is different. I will say that right now we're lending at about 5% interest rate, which is pretty attractive. I'll also say that we're not competing with the banks. We try as best we can to partner with the banks to make a marginal deal happen. So we're constantly interacting with commercial lenders throughout the region and trying to partner in our lending activity.
How many Adirondack businesses right now would you say are currently taking advantage of the loan program?
I have those numbers, I believe. Currently we have 83 loans in our portfolio that are active for a total of about roughly $2.36 million.
Well, it sounds like there are quite a few businesses that take advantage of this throughout the region. How many of those are in Essex County specifically?
The Essex County total at present is a total dollar amount of $687,000 and a little over that. And it's around 30 loans currently. Now, if you were to go back in time and look at the total amount of dollars that have been lent since the late 70s, early 80s, those numbers would be much higher, of course. The other factor is we don't just lend in Essex County. We cover 14 counties. So our loans range from over in the Alexandria Bay area down to near Syracuse, up towards Plattsburgh, Rouses Point area, and then all the way down to Glens Falls. So it's a huge coverage area where our dollars are deployed or lent. But the bulk of our activity truly is in Essex County and specifically the Tri-Lakes region.
Was it fair to say that the number of loans over the period of time that AEDC has been in existence, that there's been a steady increase in the amount of businesses that are using this program?
Well, I'd have to dig into the history because, as I said, I've only been here 2.5 years. When I first arrived, our loan activity was rather modest, but I've been able to bring on some very, very dedicated professional staff here on the lending side and on the training side that has grown that portfolio. So the data that I have shows that in 2009 we increased our lending activity by 140%, and so far this year we're going to exceed that significantly. Now that says two things. One, we might be doing our job a little bit better. Two, there's a huge demand out there right now, and I think that, as I said earlier, that maybe I didn't say it, but I thought it, access to capital is the single largest issue for the small business community up here.
Great. Well, once again, for those just joining us, I'm Matt Bosley, hosting North Country Commerce. I'm here with Mike Conway, Executive Director of the Adirondack Economic Development Corporation. Mike, you know, you talk about access to capital, and that's an issue for any small business anywhere, really. What are some issues that are specific to the Adirondacks?
Well, I think one of the things that's clear to anyone who looks at the economy in the Adirondacks is the inherent risk of the seasonality that we have here. And also compounding that is the fact that we really don't have a diverse economy with the traditional business sectors that you see in other economies. We don't have the large core manufacturing employment, obviously. So you have the seasonality of a tourist economy impacting a business's revenues. Now, fortunately, a good chunk of our folks who are engaged in those types of businesses have learned over the years how to deal with that. And in some cases, that requires a second job or a third job to handle the seasonality. Well, when you think about our involvement with a business is a loan. So we'll give a business a loan to buy a new boiler or perhaps to expand their building. We have to restructure our repayment schedule around the seasonality of their business to accommodate the fact that their revenues may drop off in the shoulder seasons. Now, that's one simple example of sort of the unique approach we take to small business lending that I don't think you'd see in a traditional lender.
And what are some types of businesses that you see that are more prevalent among the businesses that you lend to?
I do have the data on that. As of 2009, this is just AEDC's lending portfolio, but about only 10% of our portfolio at present is in retail and services. About 15% is in food service industry. About 30% is in broad-based retail activity, and about 30% manufacturing. So as I look at those ratios, and that's the first time I've looked at them, that tells me, because you asked me to pull this detail out, that's the first time I looked at them this year, that tells me that our portfolio is pretty well balanced. We have 30% manufacturing loans, 30% retail loans, and a 15% food service loan. So from a risk profile, I think we are diverse. We're not concentrated in any one industry. And it tells me that there may be some growth in the manufacturing sector here based on our loan activity, which is a good thing.
That's certainly very encouraging, not just loans that you provide to small businesses, but what are some other ways that the AEDC helps people get their business started and keep it profitable?
We like to think of it as two pieces that are integral to the business success. One is capital, and the other is helping the businesses spend that capital in an effective and efficient fashion. And that requires some degree of planning. So we do have the other part of our organization, which is our counseling and small business training. And we take it very seriously. We offer a 15-week course every year called the Entrepreneurial Institute that has a series of chapters in the textbook, which is a nationally recognized textbook called Next Level Entrepreneurial Training. And we teach how to prepare, how to build a business plan. And the end result of that 15-week program is the entrepreneur will come out with a business plan that they can take to a bank for a loan, or AEDC for a loan, or just use as a guidebook for building their business in the future. And we think that's an invaluable asset. We also do one-on-one counseling, and businesses are welcome to come in, and we offer free both the course and counseling. Most of that is funded through grants from New York State and the Small Business Administration, so there's no charge to the entrepreneur. And we do this for both startups and existing businesses.
Now, a lot of businesses that I've talked to in these interviews have mentioned how crucial the Internet is for them. And what is the AEDC doing to kind of help businesses use that more effectively?
Part of our training is targeted towards improving the IT capacity of small businesses and using the best tools that they can that will improve the efficiencies of their business. Currently, we bring in folks from the region and outside of the region who have high degree of experience in helping businesses build their platforms. Certainly, part of this discussion is based on the need for accessibility. You can't, even though you can train someone, if they can't get online, you know, there are challenges, there are difficulties there. So AEDC's taken a very active and strong role to help build out the broadband capacity of the Adirondacks so that entrepreneurs can have the connectivity. We sit on the board of a not-for-profit called CBN Connect and are working to get funding to supporting that effort to build the broadband. When that comes, we think that will be a natural magnet for attracting entrepreneurs from outside of the area to come to the Adirondacks because of the quality of life and be able to start their businesses from home or grow their continue their business activity from home because of the connectivity that they will have. Actually, the feeling among those of us that are working on this is the wave of the future for the economy of the Adirondacks. So it's very important.
That's what the business owners in this area have to look forward to. For those looking for more information about the Adirondack Economic Development Corporation, you can contact Mike Conway here at their office on Main Street in Saranac Lake. The phone number is area code 518-524-4258. I want to thank Mike for joining us today and thank our listeners. This has been Matt Bosley for North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.